Hello, everyone. Welcome to Size Talk. I'm here once again. Yes, I'm back. And also, I have a brand new microphone, the Blue Yeti X, which before I had the Blue Yeti Snowball. So far, this has been a really good microphone. I'm still tweaking it right now, so hopefully we can get it at the perfect sound for everybody to listen to. But as of right now, it's getting close. But right now, just to show that I'm back here, I'm talking about the next subject, which is talking about OnlyFans. Now, OnlyFans has become a brand new thing for everybody that is getting towards to doing their own type of way or getting another form of payment or income. And OnlyFans has been a pretty decent platform besides of its recent news about over a terabyte worth of content has been taken away, which in reality, OnlyFans was not probably hacked. It was probably mostly anybody that has subscribed to anybody or anyone on there and have shared all the content amongst each other, which shows that the platform is not 200% secure. Now, when it comes to the size community OnlyFans, it is kind of another good way to get more income coming in. It's more of like you need to make sure to have a free area for people to see maybe a couple of pictures every 2 to 3 weeks. Those that pay fully are the ones that get to see all the content that you have available, including the videos, including the pictures, all the above type of stuff. But is it good for the size community? Mostly I would say yes, because any of the models out there to do any of the size related type of content, it is a good place to start if you're just starting and everything, or you've been out in the model world for a while. But make sure to have an area for those that want to do only the free area, just to try you out, see if they like all your content or pictures or something. And then when they get more invested into you, that's where you have another tier or another option for people to pay for the subscription for every month to month basis. Is either a good starting point would be $10 to $15 to $20. Anything higher than that is going to get people to go away. Now, I have seen other people do $20 and they don't have many subscribers. Some others have gone to $100, which is kind of nonsense. But other than that, it doesn't help that much when you're making things a little too expensive for your subscriber base. Now, there's another platform called SubscriberStar. I hope to God I said that right. And they do the exact same thing as OnlyFans, except it's pointing more towards the artists and maybe another format for artists that make NSFW content can have more of a adult version of Patreon. There are many options out there, but these are the only two so far that I've seen people have more success on. So if you are a person who makes NSFW content, or like, you know, you're an artist, or you are someone who came from Patreon and had to leave because Patreon's making more of a Tumblr type of reference of, we're trying to make this a SFW website, which just means safe for work. Not saying safe for work is wrong, but there are people who make NSFW content and also need to make sure to have same income, but more ways to earn income. So hopefully we'll get this figured out and people take a look at these websites. They might be beneficial to you. They might be a good way to have an extra bit of income come your way. And also, if you want to make your own podcast, go check anchor.fm. This is where you can make any sort of podcast you want. They don't ask for anything. They do give you sponsorships for you to have in ads, and you get to record them to have them posted on your episodes, as you probably have heard in mine throughout a couple of past things. But thank you for listening. Keep being awesome, size community, and keep being awesome yourself.